Welcome to the Hometown Foods Let's Talk Guthrie County program. Joining us today is Adair County Extension Youth Coordinator Valerie Gerling.
I'm speaking with Valerie Gerling, the Youth Coordinator for the Adair County Extension and Outreach Office. And first off, Valerie, thanks for talking with me today.
Yeah, it's always a pleasure.
July 10th is a Sunday, but it looks like there's going to be a lot of work done at the fairgrounds, right?
Yeah. Sunday, July 10th, the Fair Board at the Adair County Fair is going to have a work day, and we are inviting our 4-H'ers to come join. And that way they will have a little bit of extra sets of hands to help do things like paint, pick up branches, pull weeds, just make sure that the fairgrounds look really nice and are ready to go the next week for the fair.
Is that just first come, first show up for that? Is there any necessary registration or anything to contact the Adair County Extension, or is it
Nope.
just show up to the fairgrounds?
Nope, just show up to the fairgrounds dressed to work
All
at
right.
1 o'clock.
That's pretty good. And then also the Monday right after the work day is going to be the judge table setting and clothing events. Could you speak about that? I know there's been a lot of practice being done throughout the year with table setting, but could you talk about this event?
Sure. We did have a workshop earlier this year, and last year was our first year having table setting as a contest. We had it during the county fair last year, and it was a little crowded with some other events going on in the building. The kids set up some really nice table settings. Some people use family heirlooms as part of the setting. Maybe they have something breakable as their centerpiece, and it was a little nerve-wracking making sure that nothing got broken. So we decided to put table setting with the clothing events that get judged just before the fair starts.
So is this preliminary or is this part of the fair, since it's not during the fair, but isn't it pretty close, right?
Yeah, it's pretty close. Table setting, that's when the judging will happen. And like I said, there's sometimes fine china that's put on these table settings. So families are hesitant to leave these things sitting out on display during the fair. We will have photos of those on display during the fair. The clothing events, they get judged on Monday, July 11th, and then we have a fashion show during the fair to show everything that's been judged.
Saturday, July 16th is the pie baking contest at West Central Valley High School. Also another event that you've done a workshop in the past for, to practice for. Could you talk about this event?
Yeah, this is going to be Adair County's first year having the pie baking contest. It's sponsored by the Adair County Pork Producers. They're providing the lard for all of the pies. And the pie has to be 2 crusts, top and bottom crust, and it has to be baked with lard and apples. The pies will be baked on Saturday, July 16th. Exhibitors will get time in the kitchen scheduled, and then the pies will have time to cool, and they will be judged that day. The judge will only take a little sliver of the pie. The rest of the pie will be frozen and sold on the silent auction at the fair. So people will have a chance to purchase the pies, including the championship pie, through our silent auction.
And how important is that silent auction to the Adair County Fair for fundraising, for I'm assuming a bunch of activities, right, for the Extension Office?
Yeah, the funds from the silent auction, that's the main fundraiser that we have for the 4-H Booster Fund. And our 4-H Booster Fund is overseen by our Youth Action Committee, and they do things like help purchase awards and T-shirts. They help provide scholarships for 4-H'ers as they graduate, and if they go to like a 4-H camp or youth conference or maybe the national conference in Washington, D.C., they help pay any fees that might be associated with those camps or conferences.
And then also Tuesday, July 19th, Wednesday, July 20th, and Thursday, July 21st. It seems like the fair will get started. Can you talk about those events going on in those separate days?
Yeah, July 19th is a big day for 4-H'ers. It's not really an official county fair day, but that's when the 4-H'ers bring their static building projects to the 4-H FFA Center, and they make sure everything gets judged, set up on display so that everything's looking nice. All of that happens on July 19th. The judges also pick the projects that are destined to go to the state fair. And then Wednesday, July 20th, is the first day of the fair. People can then come in and see the projects that the 4-H'ers have been working very hard on while the 4-H'ers are weighing in their livestock. Livestock weigh-ins on July 20th start at, well, vet inspections start at 6 in the morning. Very early in the morning, but it's nice and cool at that time. And then we start weigh-ins around, I think, 7:30. That day is also the dog show, and there's a rabbit show, the 4-H and FFA rabbit show, but right before that is the kids' rabbit show, where any little kid with a pet rabbit can bring their rabbit at 3 o'clock to be registered and then show at 3:30 just before the 4-H FFA show.
Then also the fair will round out with Thursday, Friday, and Saturday and Sunday. Could you talk about those days, July 21st, 22nd, 23rd, and 24th? It's a jam-packed Adair County Fair, but that's the way you like it.
Yes, it's a fair. Every day there's plenty of stuff to do. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, we have a lot of our livestock shows. So Thursday is the horse show and the swine show are in the morning. The poultry show they do showmanship first at noon, and then the show is at 3. Friday, we have the sheep show followed by the meat go show, bucket and bottle calves and lambs. The exhibitors are interviewed by the judge starting at 2. The show itself is later in the afternoon at 5. And also on Friday, not a livestock show, but really fun to come see, is the Pride of Iowa cooking contest. That happens in the 4-H building. And the 4-H'ers go up on stage. They demonstrate how to prepare recipes. They have to feature Iowa food products. And there's usually samples that go around to the audience. That's always nice. Saturday the 23rd, we have the dairy goat show and the cat show are both early in the morning. The beef show starts, I think, around 8:30, and the beef show usually lasts most of the day. Starting around noon, we will have communications events. So that's where we have the extemporaneous speaking, working exhibits. It's always fun to bring kids to come do some hands-on things with the 4-H'ers working exhibits. They have educational presentations, and then we'll wrap up with the Share the Fun skits, which are also really fun to see. And then on Saturday, we have the Supreme Showman Contest and the Livestock Judging Contest. Supreme Showman is our senior 4-H'ers and FFA members show how well-rounded they are as showmen. So they show a horse, a pig, goat, sheep, and a steer. They also give a test. So it's kind of an all-around contest. Livestock judging contest is that day, too. We have a new show this year. Two of our 4-H clubs are working together to bring the Show Stock Buddies to the Adair County Fair. So the Show Stock Buddies is a show that's being put together by the Orient Bulldogs 4-H Club and the Jefferson Pioneers 4-H Club. And the Show Stock Buddies will partner a special needs youth with 2 4-H mentors, and they'll learn how to show either a pig or a sheep or a goat, and then they'll get to go out into the ring as a team and show the animals, and it sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. It's modeled after the Bacon Buddies show at the State Fair. And then also on Saturday the 23rd, our silent auction ends, and we'll let people come pick up the items that they've bid on.
That was today's Hometown Foods Let's Talk Guthrie County program. Discover today the many advantages of shopping with your hometown team. Hometown Foods in Guthrie Center, Panora and Stewart.